Morning, Hammo. How are you, mate?
Good. Not the best day today, but things might start to get better tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, mate, certainly looking better than what it did earlier in the week. I think they had us for about 50 knots of wind and rain Friday, Saturday, but looks like that's going to all pass over us today, and it looks like tomorrow and Sunday are actually going to be really good days.
Fine and sunny too, the forecast, which is great. Okay, where can we go, mate, do you think?
Mate, got some reports throughout the week of some good dewies getting caught in the harbour. Now, we are still allowed to target dew. They do have a closure on them, but at the moment, we're still able to target them. So I got some reports of some good dew coming through. There was some finger marking amongst them in the harbour, so for the bait fishers, that's nice and easy. You can go soak a bait and get stuck into a couple of them. Now, with the dew, you are only allowed to take one, so a lot of people, you know, you'll get onto a big school of them and you could sit there and catch them all day, but they don't actually have a good survival rate. So if you do get your one, pack up and go chase something else.
All right, what's a dew fish look like? Because some people might not know.
Mate, they're a big silverfish. You know, a lot of people, you know, when they see them roll in the water, they think they've got a barramundi, but they're not a barra, they're a bottom dweller, so they don't come out of the water and carry on a bit like a barra. But they're actually, when you get them, the smaller ones, like, you know, under a metre, they're quite a nice eating fish.
Yep.
I find once they get over a metre and up to that metre 50, metre 60, they start getting a little bit tough.
A bit tough, yeah.
Yeah. But they are a great sport fish. They fight hard. They fight pretty clean, which is good. And, yeah.
All right. Now, mate, this rain we've had in the last 24 hours, will that affect the weekend much around the creek and river systems?
Well, mate, like that last lot of rain we got, I expected the water to be filthy. I thought, the fishing would be pretty ordinary in the creeks and in the harbour, but it was actually really clean. So I haven't had a chance to get down to the shop and have a look to see what the water clarity is like, but I don't think it'll affect too much other than the fact it might bring on some crabs.
Ooh, okay. Good. All right, get the pots out tomorrow as well. Eh? And maybe some prawns too. Might flush some prawns out.
Yeah, well, I thought the prawns would pretty well be done by now, but I did hear of a couple of people getting some prawns on the bigger ties last week.
All right, little banana prawns.
Yeah, as the week develops, I might be looking in. Might look at getting a few.
Okay, now offshore, maybe over the weekend. Whereabouts?
Mate, it looks like so. It gets really good during the week. So I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is all sort of 5 knots. So, what have we got? The neeps are about now. So the building tides. I'd say with this bit of rain around, it'll fire the manis up north. So that'll be definitely worth a look. I like this time of year for up there, up off Cape Capricorn in the gutters and that sort of area. But then I'm going to go, hopefully, touch wood, going to go out and try to go jigging for a few nannies.
Oh, okay.
If the weather allows, might get an opportunity to sneak out.
All right, and do some jigging for some nanogai. Beautiful. All right, mate, people want to know where to go. Hey, actually, do you get good service out there with phone and internet out in the open water? If it's 5 knot winds, I might try and do the brekkie show out there one morning.
Yeah, mate, for sure. Yep, that'd be worthwhile. I mean, we might not have service, so they might have to do something else, but yeah, worth the risk.
I'll just do it by a phone. I'll just do the risk. Yeah, no breggy show today. Hammo's gone fishing. That'll work.
Yeah. nothing but music.
Oh, mate, Colin, see you and the team. You're open every day down at the marina. We've got Dad's Day around about 5 weeks away, so maybe start planning for a gift for Dad if he loves his fishing, eh?
Yeah, mate, we've started stocking up with the Dad gifts. There's a few things that I've been looking at over the last couple of weeks, and we're starting to get them in now, so getting ready for that.
And the best price is very competitive and locally owned too. That's the biggest thing. We love supporting local business. Liam, thank you, mate. Have a great weekend.
You too, mate. I'll talk to you later.
Liam from Complete Angler there on 4CC. Keep us up to date. What's happening with what's on the chew, as he likes to say. It's not going to be a bad weekend to be out in the water with the wind starting to drop off tomorrow afternoon. Down to 10 to 15 Sunday and even down to 5 knot winds. If you got an RDO on Monday, another day Tuesday, it's the way it's going to be. Songs you could sing along to.